I call to order the meeting of the UTEMCO Board of Directors. The date is December 6, 2018, and the time is now 9:02. The first item on the agenda for discussion and appropriate action is the minutes of the September 20th, 2018 meeting. Are there any comments or changes to the minutes? If not, may I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Thank you very much, Board. We're going to rearrange the agenda this morning and move to tab 7 to take action on performance awards and the CEO's performance standards for the performance period ending June 30th, 2019. All other items will be deferred until the next meeting of this board. Let's see, we do not need to go into executive session, and so consequently, tab 7. Next, Ray Rothrock will provide his report on behalf of the Compensation Committee. Ray, please take us through your report.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Report of the Compensation Committee. The Compensation Committee met via teleconference on November 29th and earlier this morning. The members of the Comp Committee include Kyle Bass, Robert Gaunt, Ray Nixon, and myself. A quorum was present at both meetings. Cliff Thomas also attended the November 29th meeting as well as today's meeting. At our two meetings, we considered six action items. Minutes of July 19th, 2018 committee meeting were approved as drafted. The minutes of November 29th, 2018 committee were approved as drafted. The committee approved amendments to its charter subject to approval by this board at a later meeting. The committee approved a resolution selecting Mercer as its compensation consultant for the fiscal year and authorizing me to negotiate the engagement agreement with Mercer. The committee approved the CEO's performance standards for the performance period ended June 30th, 2019, subject to approval by this board. And finally, the committee met in executive session to discuss the performance award for the compensation program participants. The performance period ended August 31, 2018. This morning, the committee approved these performance awards subject to approval by this board. Chairman, there are two resolutions in tab 7 that the board needs to consider today. Other than action on these resolutions, that concludes my report.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ray. Any comments or discussion for Ray relative to compensation? Okay, with that being, thank you for the report. We will now consider two resolutions in tab 7. The first resolution we need to approve relates to the fiscal year 2018 performance awards for the compensation program participants. May I have a motion to approve the awards as recommended by the Compensation Committee in the amount of $7,980,711, which equals, 2.140943 million dollars will be deferred, which is equivalent to 26.8% of the total award. So is there a motion for the resolution?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. The motion carries. The second resolution relates to the CEO's performance standards for the performance period ending June 30th, 2019, as recommended by the Compensation Committee. May I have a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? All right, thank you very much. The motion does carry. All right, short meeting, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Unless there's any further business to be discussed, I will adjourn the meeting, and I'll just say thank you all for the telephonic meeting. It was clearly out of respect to President Bush, who was a great man that we were just talking about. May God rest his soul, and it's clearly his body is being rested in a great place. Correct, Brett?
That's right. Couldn't be better.
Okay, couldn't be better. I would ask, what was the connection with Bush and Texas A&M University? Was there any, or was it just kind of the logical place to have his library?
You know, I've never heard the story. Ray may know it. Or Janet probably does.
Janet knows.
The answer is culture. He was courted by a group of people that was led by former President Ray Bowen, and I think Michael Halbooty was also a key participant in that process, and it went on for probably the better part of a year or two, and the more time he spent here, he just realized this is what he wanted. So I think it was really due to some key people that got him to spend time up here and understand that this place was really compatible with what he stood for.
Well, great. Yep. Great man, and obviously his culture is synonymous with Texas A&M, the type of man he was. So anyway, job well done, Texas A&M, and no better place to rest him in eternal peace. So with that, the time is now 9:08, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, everyone.